This speech was given by Mr. Charles Hostler, and it's a keynote address to the Symposium on Methods of Meteorological Education and Training, given in Toronto, Canada, August of 1991. I shall begin. In our most primitive beginnings, as hunters and gatherers, we were relatively independent, and to a large extent, we determined our own material well-being through our acquired skills in hunting and gathering. We created the new needed tools and constructed our shelters. The weather was a mystery controlled by the gods. As time passed, we saw some level of specialization and partition of duties within the family or tribe. This resulted in a level of dependence upon one another and resulted in higher quality tools and more specialized skills. Someone in the village may have become a weather predictor. Today, we are all dependent upon resources, people, industries, governments, remote from us and not controlled by us. From building a fire of wood, we have gone to dependence upon refined oil or uranium from halfway around the world and technologies most people can't comprehend. Instead of walking or riding a horse, we fly in planes. We could not build, but are operated, serviced, and controlled by people we have never seen. We find ourselves dependent every day in every way upon more and more sophisticated technology, requiring higher levels of education and training to sustain it. Growth in population, made possible by science and technology, stretches our resources and requires even more sophisticated technology to sustain energy and food production. Many people haven't the least idea what or who sustains them. Through technology and our ever-increasing dependence upon it, we have collectively built and are sustained by a cantilever over an abyss. Each extension requires more sophistication, and each extension places added stress upon the original structure and increases our interdependency. Each profession, in a small way, contributes to maintaining the structure. We race to invent new ways to strengthen the structure and extend it farther in order to support more people. What law of nature says that the structure will not collapse into the abyss? Sustaining it requires inventiveness, industriousness, organization and discipline on the part of the majority of those sustained by the cantilever. Some segments are dependent upon highly trained and disciplined individuals, others upon enlightened leadership of skilled teams. As individuals, we are less and less in control of our personal destiny. We are dependent upon many others, and they in turn are dependent upon us. The hydrological and meteorological enterprise is an important element in this complex system. If we are to sustain or improve this society through the stability of the institutions and systems that sustain us, every citizen must be inspired to achieve their highest educational potential and contribute their talents to the maintenance of this extension over the abyss. It is too late to turn back. The land from which we extended the cantilever can no longer hold all of us. Education and training have traditionally been determinants of societal prosperity, along with natural resources and human labor. With each day that passes, the education and training of the workforce becomes more important relative to natural resources and human labour. The next generation of people will prosper primarily in proportion to the degree to which each individual has achieved his or her highest educational and intellectual potential. Each of us has become ever more vulnerable, not only to the vagaries of weather and climate locally, but weather and climate all over the world. It is in our collective and personal interest that all peoples have the benefit of better weather predictions and better understanding of the global climate system. The loss of productivity or disruption of life and commerce anywhere affects life everywhere. Education and training in general, and meteorological and hydrological education in particular, are in the interest of all people.